Johnny Mac with another poolside edition of Daily Comedy News. Johnny Mac, did you record Sunday and Monday back to back so you could go to the beach all weekend? Maybe. Trevor Noah reacted to the U.S. Supreme Court issuing a major ruling. No, not that one. We didn't get to those jokes yet. This one from Thursday, which struck down a New York State gun law that allowed residents a conceal and carry permit only if they demonstrated a special need. Trevor Noah said the ruling makes complete sense because that would be making the militia well regulated. And I mean, you can't do that, you know? It's not like it's written anywhere. You can see where this is going. The Supreme Court is feeling themselves, huh? Trevor, you were very prophetic when you made these jokes on Thursday because you finally realize they have all the justices they need to do anything they want. Very prophetic, Trevor. It's like Amy Coney Barrett was the last Infinity Stone they needed. Yeah, they put it in. Now they're just snapping away at all the laws. It's like voting rights, gun control, Miranda rights, abortion. So obviously, this is a big setback for gun safety. But if you ask me, New York needs to get creative. They need to think outside the box the same way Texas did, right? Look what Texas did with banning abortion. They weren't allowed to ban it, so they made a crazy new law that basically banned it anyway. What New York needs to do with guns is they should say, all right, anyone can buy a gun if they want, but the gun stores are only open on the nights that the Knicks win. All right, this next set of jokes are going to set up the first story. Trevor, again. Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but whenever I'm sitting in rush hour traffic in New York with drivers screaming at each other and bikers cussing out the drivers and pedestrians wailing at the bikers and the drivers, the one thing I always think is, man, one thing that would calm this down is if everyone had a gun right now. Just a Glock or two would really chill the situation out. Seth Meyers said, move over, tourists. Seriously, move over because you're going to get shot. You know, sometimes you'll be on the F train in August, there's no air conditioning, and it stops in the middle of the tunnel, and the conductor doesn't announce anything, and you think to yourself, man, I wish we all had guns. Speaking of angry New Yorkers, let's talk about John Mulaney. John Mulaney, as I record this on Friday night, just before 6 p.m., you have not responded to this, John Mulaney, and you need to address this, because this ain't cool. From page 6. John Mulaney's show at Madison Square Garden in New York City on Thursday fell apart before it even started. Attendees tell Page Six it was widely known that cell phones would be put into pouches upon entry. I'll stop there. That's really annoying and a reason I don't want to go to shows. It's such a pain in the neck. I continue here. But it was never announced that laptops would not be permitted in the theater. So this is a thing that's been going on with the baseball stadiums, and it's a reason I stopped going to Mets games. I work on a laptop. I bring my laptop everywhere. When I went to the beach all weekend, I brought the laptop. I hope I didn't use the laptop, but I bring the laptop because you never know. Something happens. Work needs me. Major comedian dies and I have to bang out an emergency episode. Even the other night at the airport. Yes, I recorded it on my phone, but I cleaned up the show and published it from the laptop. I need my laptop. And when you work in New York City, you work on a laptop, and you need to carry your laptop. Back to page 6. With no lockers available at Madison Square Garden, New Yorkers coming straight from their offices were advised to head to the Stewart Hotel to find a locker, but there were long lines. One fan said, most people walk back to the garden after not being able to get a locker at the hotel, and then they were turned away. One guard said, maybe try a different hotel. Everyone was like, we live in New York. We came from effing work. Amen on that. I mean, just come on. What am I going to do? John Mulaney, people are recapping your shows. I read a review Saturday. I've read a review in the past. Your jokes are getting out. You're not stopping anything. Even if I sat there and recorded the entire thing on my cell phone and posted it, it's not going to cost you a single ticket. You know who makes a lot of money? Jimmy Buffett. You know who streams live every single concert he does on YouTube? Jimmy Buffett. As a side note, I have Jimmy Buffett tickets for later this summer. I could stay home and watch it on YouTube, but I want the experience. John Mulaney, Dave Chappelle, all you guys, no one's bootlegging your shows. Let people bring their phones in. Page 6 writes, there was also a kerfluffle over mobile tickets, which couldn't be scanned due to the garden locking up phones. All right, so your ticket's on your phone, but you don't have your phone because you're going to bootleg John Mulaney's show and post it to YouTube, and then no one's going to go see him again. This all makes sense. Staffers said people needed to bring their tickets printed out on paper because it's 1980. One attendee says, if I hadn't gone to the office, I wouldn't have known what to do. Page 6's sources maintain information about the laptop policy was nowhere to be found. A spokesperson for MSG told Page 6 it was very specific at multiple places, like pre-show letters to ticket holders, Instagram stories, specifically mentioning no laptops. Oh, you didn't read John Mulaney's Instagram story before you went to a concert? That's on you, bro. Come on, what is this policy? and our website event page, reminding our guests about recording devices, cell phones, and cameras not allowed. Laptops are considered recording devices. Horse hockey. The spokesperson said only about 10 people didn't return, but added the venue helped to accommodate everyone we could with options around MSG, including a nearby hotel. How about at least you guys get some lockers? This presumably is not the last concert that's ever going to happen at Madison Square Garden. Maybe we need a solution to this other than, oh, you brought your laptop because you work in Midtown Manhattan and you live in the suburbs and you want to go home tonight. Bad job, Madison Square Garden. And John Mulaney, you have not acknowledged this yet. Not cool, bro. From the AV Club. Have you seen this thing about a character on The Simpsons that doesn't exist? That character is called Graggle. I'll explain. Graggle was originally edited into a screenshot by an anonymous user and was later picked up by 4chan and dubbed Yellow Matt. Hey, dog, I'm recording. What is that? You don't bark while I'm recording Poolside Edition of Daily Comedy News. A YouTuber who goes by Simeon Jimmy picked up the baton and renamed Yellow Matt to Gumby and suggested the character was actually a cast member on The Simpsons that demonstrated concrete proof that the show had jumped the shark. Gumbly continued to spread from there, picked up by another Facebook user, and renamed once more to Graggle. Since then, Graggle has spread across social media, appearing in TikTok videos, and in one example modded into the early 2000s video game The Simpsons Hit and Run, Graggle now seems to be unstoppable, a character the internet has made real through the undeniable power of simply wanting to run with a dumb joke as far as possible. The AV Club suggests that The Simpsons should just include Graggle in the actual show. That's tremendous. Evan Rachel Wood was on Jimmy Fallon's show and busted out her Madonna impression. Why? She plays Madonna in the Weird Al Yankovic biopic that's coming out. Dog, I'm recording. Jimmy Fallon challenged her to perform as Madonna. She did. I watched the clip on the interwebs. It was pretty good. She sang Material Girl in her Madonna voice. The AV Club said from the nasally tenor to the over-enunciation, Wood gave a masterclass in how she says Madonna used to disarm interviewers. Fallon asked Wood her reaction to getting the role. She said, I got an email. The first thing I read is, you've been offered the role of Madonna, and I burst out laughing. You just spit your drink out when you read that. Like, you're not expecting that on a Tuesday. All right, say you're trying to record your podcast in the backyard and your dog is here and barking. You got to get rid of the dog. How are you going to distract the dog from barking at the neighbors? You're going to give her some Sundays for Dogs. This is real dog food, not kibble, formulated by a vet. Only the highest quality fresh meat, veggies, fruit, and superfoods. You're listening to the podcast. You heard the dog bark. I'm not making up a dog just because I have a commercial to read. No, I have a dog, and this dog likes Sundays for Dogs. Right, Snobby? That's Snobby that's barking if you've been listening all month. Sundays for Dogs, fresh dog food that's shelf-stable and affordable. Tastes like a treat, but it's a complete and balanced meal, perfect for picky eaters like your dog that barks in the yard when you're trying to record a podcast. Some of the benefits: increased excitement about eating, that is true, better stool, more energy, improved weight, softer coat. You can even take a quick quiz to find the right plan for your dog. So take it from me and my dog sitting right here. You're going to want to get Sundays for Dogs. Hit the website, sundaysfordogs.com. The best part, you can get 35% off your first order with the promo code DCN. That's 35% off with code DCN, Sundays for Dogs. Let's hope this dog stops barking. I'm trying to record here. All right, if you want to hear me lose my mind, from CNN, this wordless comedian is now the most followed person on TikTok. Oh boy. Kaby LeMay has become the king of TikTok, all without uttering a word, with more than 142.9 million followers. LeMay has dethroned teen dancer and content creator Charli D'Amelio to become the most followed person on the platform. LeMay, 22, born in Senegal, now lives in Italy, creates videos in which he reacts wordlessly to absurd life hacks, racking up millions of views and likes with each post. I'm surprised he doesn't yet have a Netflix special, a CBS sitcom deal, and a spot in a Jerry Seinfeld movie. LeMay started posting videos after he lost his job as a factory worker in Italy in the early days of the pandemic. He spent his days holed up at his parents' home looking for jobs. One day he downloaded TikTok and started tinkering with it in his bedroom. At first, he created clips of himself dancing, watching video games, doing comedy stunts. I don't think he pantomimed to Donald Trump videos, but that probably would have been a good idea. You can get a Jerry Seinfeld movie out of that. In early 2021, he began making fun of the life hack videos that flood social media platforms, reacting to them with a wordless shrug or a look of exasperation. I just want to beat my head. LeMay said one of his goals is to work with his favorite movie star, Will Smith. Oh, but don't despair, Johnny Mac. There is hope in this world, thanks to this next story from the Hollywood Reporter. Michael Che has beat a copyright suit, alleging he ripped off the idea for one of his episodes from a TikTok video called The Homegirl Hotline. Congratulations, Michael Che. A ruling has tossed the case, saying that Kelly Mano's Homegirl Hotline jokes are too abstract to be protectable under copyright law. In December, Mano sued Che and NBC Universal, among other producers and broadcasters of the HBO comedy show That Damn Michael Che. Mano, who has 1.3 million followers on TikTok, I want to beat my head, claimed that Che copied jokes in her videos of a service allowing customers to summon a homegirl to fight on their behalf. She pointed to both works depicting variations on the same theme of violence and vengeance and the similar structure in which the sketches unfolded. The order says, in the videos, a woman calls for a homegirl. In the episode, a man calls for a homegirl to fight his battle since he cannot be seen striking a woman. To the extent that any similarities exist between the episode and the videos, these elements are not protectable. Ideas aren't copyrightable. The two characters are dressed differently. The only apparent similarity is that the characters are both women and both wear sneakers. Such generic and common characteristics cannot serve as the basis for an infringement claim. Well, that's good. And that's your comedy news for today from Poolside. I like it out here. Weather's nice. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. You can buy me a coffee. I got a nice coffee out on the deck. I posted a picture on Instagram. You can see what my setup was. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. See you tomorrow.